Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. As we turn our attention to Oak Bowery in the Volunteer Fire Department / Fire Station, I got Robert, Wally, and Louise with us. And we were talking about various things off the air just a minute ago. But the biggest thing is we got a ribbon cutting that's going to be coming up this week. But before we get into that and talk about what's going to be happening, who wants to start? We'll talk a little bit about the history of the Volunteer Fire Department and the fire station that's just off of 431.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Robert knows a lot more than I do, but I can tell you just since I've been here, I've heard a lot of stories about different people who kind of made up the Oak Bowery Fire Department in the 80s. And I know that it kind of dwindled out, and it ended up with maybe just one man standing, and he was a diehard. He's still around, and so we said, well, not me, but Robert and a couple of other people got together and started building this thing back up. So I know in the 80s was when it really started. Isn't that right, Robert?
That's right. And then around 2017, our fire chief, Jeremy Robinson, Jeff Ott, and myself kind of started the rebuild process, and today we've got 17 members that are active, and we've got another team of, I think, 9 members that do community outreach, and we're working on getting our rescue side up and running.
I will say this. We were talking off air a little bit, and a lot of people may not realize this. Some of the, I don't want to say hardships, some of the challenges that come into being a fire station that is not directly downtown or doesn't have a hydrant sitting right there in the front yard. You talked about that a little bit. Would you touch on that a bit?
Sure. We don't have any water system in that part of Chambers County. So since the fire department's been here, all the water going to fires has been tankered in. And so you'd have to go to Lafayette to refill a tanker, and that's a 15-minute drive one way plus the time to refill it. And so in 2021, we got our first, was a donation, our first 12,500-gallon tank. It's up at Tiger's Corner now. Mm-hmm. And then through the RC&D grant that we just received, we were able to, and the generous donations of the community, we were able to put in a 25,000-gallon, it's a 29,000-gallon tank, but it gives us 25,000 gallons of water at the fire station to be able to use, and that puts water within range of everybody that's in our it's in our fire coverage within 5 or 6 minute drive as opposed to 15.
You mentioned rescue coming up. Is that in the plans to come to the future?
That's correct.
And is that something funding is needed for, or certain certifications have to take place in order for that to happen, or how does that work?
Both of those. We need training and certifications, and so we've got the mass of folks. We've got we're applying for grants. Thanks to the work of Wally, we're bringing on training. It's a lot more than you realize, and it's done by all volunteers. So. It's not like a paid department where you can just assign somebody 40 hours a week and go make this happen if, get the funding together. Mm-hmm. This is all volunteers that do this work.
Wally, this is a community effort?
It is. It's neighbors helping neighbors, the actual definition of that. Not a better bunch of people I've ever been associated with, and that's why I joined the fire department, volunteered, because my neighbors are the best bunch of people I've ever met in my life, and I needed to get to know them better, and it's been nothing but a good experience for me. I have to tell you, though, Robert mentioned my work on preparing grants. That's really just filling out forms more than anything, but I have to tell you, they recruited me to the fire station with the line that, you worked for the university, and we'd like for you to help us write grants. Well, it didn't take but a day or two that I'm standing in the middle of 431 in the middle of the night directing traffic around a wreck. And then the next morning, I'm up on top of the fire truck running pumps on a house fire. It goes from writing grants to getting up at 3 in the morning and driving a tanker to a fire. It's an amazing bunch of people who are willing to crawl out of a warm, dry bed in the middle of the night, in the middle of a thunderstorm, and go spend the rest of the night at a house fire, outside our own area, assisting other fire departments, and then have to go to work the next day. So these are amazing people.
You
did an amazing job.
Well, you mentioned, Robert, you mentioned it, 17 is what you have. Is that right? 17 volunteers right now?
Yeah.
Is this also a recruiting tool, I mean, that's coming up? I mean, you guys could always use more, correct?
Absolutely.
So that way you can stick them on the back of a truck and at 2:30 in the morning, or stick them out in the middle of the highway.
And they don't even have to do all that.
They can
do anything, a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just little small jobs.
I was going to say, I think some people that volunteer won't be a part of it. They just want to feel like they're helping the community in some
way.
And as you said, neighbors are helping
neighbors.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And speaking of which, coming up this weekend, it's going to be taking place as well. And you're going to have a ribbon cutting?
Right. We are going to have a ribbon cutting. We're going to celebrate the water tower. We're going to, presented with the check. And if you want to talk about the
Coosa Valley RC&D.
It's
a $10,000 grant to help complete the water tank.
They help nonprofits, and they, you know, they're really very important to us. And we really do appreciate that. So we're going to try to celebrate that with some balloons and all that kind of stuff, and have a little ceremony, and then we'll go eat.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of which, you said it's a potluck. Is that right?
It is a potluck, right?
All right. Have y'all decided on the menu what y'all are bringing?
Well, we've got a little plan. We've got some Boston Butts. We've got a lot of people that have contributed, and they're going to be cooking a lot on Sunday, and maybe even Saturday. But we'll have that at a separate place. That'll be Shoe Fluff Arms.
Okay.
I also wanted to tag on, RC&D donated $10,000, but we actually raised more than enough money to pay for the water tank. The budget was around $28,000, and we have enough to go fund a second site that we're putting in over on 147. We got $10,000 to start, and we're obviously applying for more grants. But that was $100 donations all the way up to several $1,000 donations from the community. So the lion's share was actually paid for by the community. So that's the other folks. We're thanking the community that pitched in and helped raise this money, and it's paid for. You know, it's paid in full.
Yeah, and the community's invited to this on the 25th, right?
Everybody, because we just, the more the merrier, and we want to celebrate Oak Bowery, our community, the way we've grown over the past 5 years. It's a grand opening, basically, and we want everybody to know that when you pass through Oak Bowery, we're going to be there for you. You know, going to the Waverly area, to Lafayette, wherever you're going, you know, you're going to pass through our area. And if something happens, we're going to be there.
You mentioned the area, and Wally, you mentioned how whether you're assisting other fire departments on something, that if there were a quote-unquote coverage area, if you had to throw a hula hoop around it, where would that be that you guys cover?
Everything from northern Lee County up, I've been on the truck going up to Randolph County for tornado relief efforts. So it's as far as we can see and reach.
I know we're talking about the 25th. We're talking about the ribbon cutting. That's going to be at 2 o'clock, and then there's going to be a potluck afterwards at a different location. It's going to be close to where the ribbon cutting's taking place.
Just a mile down the road, Shoe Fluff Arms.
And if people want to get involved, not necessarily even if it's the ribbon cutting, but if it's wanting to do a $100 or $25 donation or whatever it may be, how do they go about doing that?
At the potluck or just anytime?
Anytime.
So that is a good question.
We've got a Facebook page and we have a website. It's oakbowery1400.org on the website, or you can go to the Facebook page, just search Oak Bowery 1400, and there's a PayPal link there as well as contact information on how to make donations, either mail in or give us a call.
Right.
The email address is admin@oakbowery1400.org. There's also a phone number that they could call in and get, you know, if they need to talk to somebody.
They're going to go to the site. Everybody Googles everything now. That's it.
Should I give them my phone number?
No, we got the other one.
You're all good. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And so you can go to the website. You can go search them up. OakBowery1400.com is one of the easiest ways.
Dot org.
That's right, because it's nonprofit. Sorry. Thank you for the correction. as you can find out more information there. Anything else we need to get to, guys?
Just come out and see us. I think we're going to have a little band playing.
Okay.
And bring some food if you want. You don't have to. Just come empty-handed. Just come, you know.
2 o'clock, the 25th, is how you can help out, or you can go to the websites and check it out as well. We'll have the link up on the website a little bit later as well here on Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.